This is Sex Crazy, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. David Vitter is running to be the new governor of Louisiana. He's been a member of Congress for a long time, where he has had the distinction of being repeatedly nominated as one of the most corrupt people in Congress. But that's not what he's most famous for. In a speech a few days ago, he criticized the idea of the separation of church and state, and he reiterated how he opposed the Supreme Court's decision that allowed for gay marriage. He says that gay rights advocates want their views shoved down the throats of folks who have sincerely held religious views that marriage is between one man and one woman. David Vitter has very specific ideas about what should and should not be shoved down people's throats. Based on the many years that he has used the services of prostitutes, perhaps one of the things that he is best known for, I'm guessing it's only his penis that should be shoved down anyone's throat. And as a strong defender of the free market, she should be appropriately paid first. So here's Carl Gallops appearing on the End Times radio show. He said, I'm telling you, something very illegal, unconstitutional, prophetic, and a little frightening for people who don't understand the times in which we're living. It happened in June of this year with the Supreme Court gay marriage ruling, because, in effect, here's what they've done. They have created a new religious doctrine in America. In other words, the Bible says gay marriage is an abomination. The Islamic religion says gay marriage is an abomination. Judaism says homosexuality is an abomination. The U.S. Supreme Court said, no, we're rewriting that. And so it's targeted at Christians because America is largely a Christian nation. Okay, a little bit crazy, but here's where he pours on the crazy. Basically, the Supreme Court violated, trampled the First Amendment, and now says you have to spit upon the Word of God or we could put you in jail. Not only that, but we're soon going to be teaching our children in school the mechanics of homosexual sex, because they're already teaching the mechanics of heterosexual sex, and now that the Supreme Court has said it's legal, so as a Christian parent, if you dare to speak against that, you could be sued or put in jail. So, Pastor Carl Gallops, completely and totally sex-crazy. Alveda King loves to rewrite history and change the teachings of her relative, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., to match her extremist anti-sex worldview. She is an official with the organization Priests for Life. She is an uber-theocrat, and in a press release just last week, she said this, in order for the laws of a nation to be valid, they must at the very least harmonize with and not contradict the law of God. And by that, of course, she means her God, not anybody else's God. And her God hates contraception. She continues to write, unfortunately for women, the HHS contraception mandate does not conform to this formula, which is why I stand with Priests for Life in the complaint against the HHS mandate. As a Catholic, her anti-sex beliefs must trump the rights of everyone in the United States. It's the story the mainstream media still doesn't want to cover. The attendance by three major presidential candidates at Kevin Swanson's Freedom 2015 National Religious Liberties Conference, an event that encompassed some of the craziest anti-sex ideas in America, not just the kill the gays concept that Kevin Swanson so heartily promotes. Now, Kevin Swanson believes that women's soccer and daycare and the Girl Scouts are all turning kids gay. But Swanson saved some of his absolutely craziest stuff for the conference. Now, he does say that Christians are only allowed to go to a gay wedding to hold up a sign saying that the couple getting married should be put to death. But this is what he said at the conference about his own family. There are families, we're talking Christian families, pastors' families, elders' families, from good, godly churches, whose sons are rebelling, hanging out with homosexuals, and getting married, and the parents are invited. Huh. So, just hanging out with homosexuals is going to make you want to get gay married. He continues, what would you do if that was the case? Here is what I would do. Sackcloth and ashes at the entrance to the church, and I'd sit in cow manure, and I'd spread it all over my body. That is what I would do, and I'm not kidding, I'm not laughing. Well, I think all of us would be laughing at Kevin Swanson if he weren't so dangerously psychotic. He would be funnier if he weren't calling for mass murder. But we're still not at the peak of craziness from this summit. Had you attended, you would have learned from Jeff Botkin that the movie Frozen is designed to turn young girls into lesbians. He claimed that the song Let It Go was fueling rebellion against God. He compared the song Let It Go to the temptation by the serpent in the Garden of Eden. He said that the song was Satan's rebellion anthem that corrupts children. He said the popularity of the song and its spirit of licentiousness shows that people don't want to follow the totality of the Bible, and he warned that God will chasten our nation as a result of the movie's popularity. There was a connecting thread, a connecting theme throughout everything at this conference, and it's not about freedom of religion so much as it is about the freedom of religion to take over the United States, a specific religion. These are pretty much all Reconstructionists. They believe that the Constitution should be trumped by the Bible, that we should be a biblical nation ruled first and foremost by God's laws, which is why this conference also strongly opposes contraception. Gay rights were seen as a threat to the family, but so are women's rights, and so is their right to have access to birth control. That's a threat to the family. They're not just Reconstruction Christians. They're also part of the biblical patriarchy movement that believes that women should go back to their place, which is raising children and having as many of them as possible to make as many new Christians as possible. And Kevin Swanson is one of the people who is strongly against contraception. He said at the conference, "It's interesting, some of the greatest preachers in America are effectively saying contraception was a problem from the beginning." And it all ties together in Kevin Swanson's crazy worldview. He says that the wide availability and use of contraception is what led to marriage equality throughout the country, which should make your head explode a little bit, because gay and lesbian people don't really need access to contraception. But according to Swanson, he said, why homosexual marriage? Well, 50 years of Playboy and penthouse, pornography, illegitimate divorces, and contraception. Yeah, Kevin, that's what turned people gay. Of course he's anti-abortion. But he also claimed at the conference that hormonal birth control is a form of abortion. And he said about Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger, who really was responsible for getting the funding that made the birth control pill possible, he said she was responsible for the murder of billions of little babies. That's right. He believes that birth control equals murder. And these are the extremist, anti-sex, unbelievably crazy ideas that Ted Cruz, Mike Huckabee, and now out of the race Bobby Jindal all stood with.